Joined by Brad Moran, head coach of the Calgary Canucks, ahead of a clash with the Olds Grizzlies here tonight. Just rewind the clock, though, back to last year, Brad. You guys wind up, you know, winning the first championship for your organization in a long time. Just how rewarding was that, given where you guys have started and to get to the finish line of an Alberta Junior Hockey League championship?
No, I think something that was always our goal, and you know, we thought something we want to build to, and obviously from going from the bottom to the top. In a couple of years was pretty rewarding and good for the organization, and kudos to all the players.
And this season, obviously, another great opportunity is ahead of you in being able to host the Centennial Cup. So how does that change how you're, you know, building your team from the start of this season through looking at, you know, being able to have that as a carrot at the end of the season?
No, I think obviously we know that that we'll be going there, but we still want to make sure we earn our way there, and we can't not focus on the season and then just think it's going to work out. So I think the guys are in good mindset, and it's, you know, it's a long season. It's early, and we just continue to work on what we need to and try to keep getting better every day.
Out of the gates, you guys, you know, go 0-1-1-1, and then since then, four straight wins. What has changed early in the season for you?
I think just some new bodies and just getting to know each other. I think we played probably our best game. Was our worst defeat, so kind of going like that and different things, but things we could clean up for sure, and found some chemistry with different lines and pairs, and guys are starting to figure it out. So excited how they bounce back.
Yeah, you had a couple of players of the week there in Bowden Singleton and Carter Cunningham. What have they shown you early this season that you didn't already know?
You know, with Bowden, we know exactly what he is, and to be out for a long time, come back and pick up where he left off is with something we knew, and I think rewarding for himself. And Carter Cunningham has come in almost making the team last year with I'd say a great summer and really pushing up our lineup. And when you can have those guys come in and do that, it helps all around when those young guys come in and contribute.
Talk a little bit about your leadership group for this season and how those players, you know, are able to take what you learned last year in a championship season and, you know, try and bring it forward this year.
I think that's the key, is that now they've experienced it, all of them, and I think to be through something like that just adds to their approach to the game on a nightly, daily basis, practice games, and they can really relay that to the young guys as the year goes on. So come the end of the season, we're really all on the same page.
Gary Van Haraway is a name that's been around the Alberta Junior Hockey League for a long time, a couple of stints here in Olds during his career. What can he be for your team this season?
I think just that, just experience, another set of eyes, another mind that's been through a lot of things and can offer lots to myself and the players throughout the year as we go on with the ups and downs.
And obviously the league with 12 teams this season, six in the north, six here in the south. Just your view on the shape of the league here for the 2024-2025 season.
I think it's exciting. It's stabilized. I think we saw last year the parity in the league. We're kind of seeing that now with the records. It's any given night, any team can win, and that's we got to be on our toes. You can't take anything for granted right now, and that's the way it should be.
Excellent. We'll keep her going, Brad. Thanks so much for doing this.
Thank you.